This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's time for 5 on it. These are our top 5 questions that we have. They're not the biggest stories, but they're our stories, and we discuss them now with you.
Number one.
During an appearance with Mullenhall on June 23rd, Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine indicated that he wouldn't be surprised if the Cubs finalized a deal to acquire a starting pitcher in the next 7 to 10 days. It's now July 15th, and the Northsiders have yet to make a trade. Do you find it concerning that the Cubs didn't make a move within that 7 to 10 day window that Bruce believed might happen?
I thought about this because I'm like, oh, we got a timeline, and I love following a good timeline. It's like the instructions are figured out for you. So I was like, oh, all right, let's see. Bruce says they're going to make a move. Something might happen. Jed's looking to make a deal. Everybody knows the Cubs are buyers. But wait, there was no deal. I'm okay with it. I understand that the draft was a big part of this because it was on Sunday as well, and I do think that that is affecting the timing of a lot of scouting departments and talent evaluators at your organization. I also think that a lot of teams still think they're in it. So if that's the case, then you're not going to be able to make the moves that you want to make, and I don't think that they should necessarily set the market either. So all of that said, I'm good with it for now.
They definitely shouldn't set the market, but if they can jump the market, I'm okay with that because, you know, there are a lot of teams who are definitely going to be buyers. They're not teeter-tottering on maybe we'll sell them. There are teams who believe we're one good trade away from being a strong World Series contender if they're not already a strong World Series contender. So am I concerned? No. But at the same time, it's 2 weeks past that 10-day window. And it makes me think that there's going to be a flurry, and I do mean a fast and furious flurry, of moves coming soon. Could it be this weekend? Absolutely. Could it take until next weekend? Sure. But it's July 15th. We're 16 days away. It's about to get real fun or real disappointing for some teams.
Yeah, that's what I get concerned about, is that if teams all still think they're in it, where you've got a reported 25 teams that are still considering themselves playoff eligible, if none of them decide, and that's a big if, But say you take five of those teams, and that's where you feel like a lot of the pivotal points are, whether it's the Diamondbacks, for example. We've talked about the Braves, the Rangers. There's a lot of teams where you could say, oh, they might be buyers this year, but they might want to hold on to their talent. If none of them want to sell, you're talking about a vastly different market. One to where you may see essentially nothing. Good for guys like Luis Robert, because it means the price goes up on a lot of people who would stand to be dealt. But perhaps bad for teams like the Cubs.
Number two.
The National League will have two Cubs starters in the MLB All-Star Game tonight, with Kyle Tucker batting seventh and Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA, hitting ninth. Are you good with where Dave Roberts put the Cubs in this lineup?
I wouldn't say I'm good with it. I understand it. There's a lot of guys in this lineup. First of all, you have to say, well, who plays for Dave Roberts in the regular season?
The Dodgers!
And if there's a Dodger in the starting lineup, which there are multiples, they're going to get preferential treatment. Let's just say that. One of the reasons I think that's the case is he can get them in, he can get them out, and there's no pressure to play his guys longer than they need to play to make their all-star appearance, but then preserve their health, their energy, their rest for the regular season. Here's the issue with this. Pete Crow Armstrong is batting ninth. There are several backup outfielders. Is PCA only going to get one at bat in this game? Is that like a real possibility? That would be a shame.
What if the situation is flipped? It's like, all right, Pete, PCA Armstrong, you have one shot. And then, you know, the music hits. And it's Lose Yourself by Eminem. And then suddenly, like, this is his stage. And, you know, he embraces the big stage. And he's like, you got it, dude. And it's one pitch. And then it goes out of the park. And everybody just shuts down.
I could see that. Shohei's batting leadoff. He should be there. Ronald Acuna Jr. is getting the benefit of doubt because, well, he's playing in front of the home crowd in Atlanta. Ketel Marte, his numbers are outstanding. Freddie Freeman is Freddie Freeman. He plays for the Dodgers. Manny Machado, future Hall of Famer. Will Smith, he plays for the Dodgers.
There it is, though. That's it. That's where you say, okay, couldn't Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA Armstrong, if you will. I'm doing this to be silly. But that's where you could put Pete Crow Armstrong in
the
lineup. Yeah.
Wait, first of all, are you saying PCA should be ahead of Kyle Tucker? I'm not sure that's the case. He doesn't even do that on his own team.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. It's the All-Star game. Get weird. But the point is, Will Smith should not be ahead of those two.
No, I think Will Smith should be batting eighth or ninth.
Will Smith barely beat Carson Kelly.
How many plate appearances are they getting tonight?
I think Kyle Tucker's getting two. Pete Crow Armstrong, if he's lucky, gets two. As long as because these All-Star games sometimes, it goes into pitcher's duel mode and just one guy after another, almost like the postseason. Here comes a guy who throws hard. Wait, here comes a guy who throws harder. And they're pitching one inning at a time.
Think about what we said earlier, right? 16 replacement players. And Bob Nightingale said that a dozen pitchers declined Matt Boyd's spot that ended up going to Jacob Mizorowski. Okay, so if that's the case, how long do you really think Tarek Skubal and Paul Skeens are going to go here? Huh? Huh? Come on.
Yeah, it's just a bad situation, unfortunately, because this should have been, before the lineup came out, I was like, this is going to be PCA's coming out party.
Play the music!
Now I'm like, they're keeping Pete backstage.
This is going to be it. It's a big stage. He may only get one shot, one chance.
What I will say is he should get more than one chance in the field, and I think he will do something extraordinary in the field, and that will be his coming out party.
Fair enough.
At the All-Star break, can we say that the White Sox are having a successful season so far?
Okay, I know this is a tough question when you consider just the actual record of the White Sox. And when you know that maybe right now is not when the most obvious on-paper year-to-year progress is. But let's not forget, they lost 21 games in a row. Let's not forget how long it took for them to then improve after that. Like, they went almost a month without winning a single game. So I think that when you put it all together at the end of the season, that's when you're really going to be able to say, yes, this is an improved White Sox team. But it's run differential. It's understanding who's even going to be on your ball club. It's knowing that you still have a lot of potential trade chips that you can move for assets. I mentioned Luis Robert earlier. Established. Are you going to get what you want for him? Probably not. Is he probably going to do better somewhere else? Yes, that's usually the case in these scenarios. Adrian Hauser, though, is another example. You are trying to build around Miguel Vargas. You told us that. He's greatly improved from where he was on the White Sox last year. The individual arcs are more successful for the guys who are still here, even a guy like Lenin Sosa. So when I consider those things together, yeah, this is a better White Sox team. Are you going to see the numbers you want in the win-loss column? No, probably not for another year.
I can't call it a successful season. I'm sorry. I can't, because when you do that and you're giving them credit, you're really just giving them credit for not being the worst team in baseball.
Yes, I am giving them credit for not being the worst team in baseball.
That's
worst team in baseball.
That is not the bar.
Stephen B. Smith?
I will not
look,
allow,
it's Giolito.
I will not allow that to be the bar. Okay, the White Sox are 32-65. They have the second worst record in all of baseball. Only the Rockies, who have 22 wins and 74 losses, are behind them in the standings. Their run differential is negative 98.
But what's the Rockies' run differential? What's that one?
You don't want that. Negative 253.
Minus 253.
That's insane.
Oh, no.
Minus 253.
Oh, yeah? Let me tell you about some more negative run differentials. Well, how about the A's? Minus 134.
Yeah, minus 134. And there's
the
only
Nats.
One.
I don't even know who's running that team. Minus 102.
But they still have the fourth worst run differential in all of baseball, is my
fourth
point.
Fourth.
Last year at this time, they had the worst run differential in all of baseball. They were 27-70, and they had a minus 172 run differential, which the next closest team, I lied. They were tied for worst run differential in all of baseball. The Colorado Rockies at that time were at minus 172.
You seem to have told me about a lot of improvement under this this discussion that we're having.
No. Yes, improvement, yes. But that doesn't make it successful. Successful is not being in last place. Successful is real position players doing real position player things, making you think they have everyday players on the roster who could contend for a playoff spot. It's not that hard to contend for a playoff spot. You know how I know that? More than half of Major League Baseball is currently contending for a playoff spot.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, there is no chance for these White Sox.
So you're saying that you don't think it's a successful season. Let me rephrase that. Do you see the vision? Do you see the vision of what the White Sox are doing right now? Because I think I see the vision.
I don't necessarily see a vision.
Yeah, I don't see the vision.
I see that they had to move on from players and that they are trying to rebuild, and that Chris Getz has talked a lot about what the team and the organization didn't have. But I don't necessarily that I know what exactly they do have now as far as infrastructure, or at least a path. Like Brian Bannister, I know. You know, they've definitely invested in some really good human capital to help with that, some talent. But when it comes to understanding a defined path or a defined approach, yeah, I can't confidently say that. That's not to say they don't have one. They just haven't communicated.
I don't see the vision. And my first name's not Mariah. My last name's not Carrie. So I see a vision, and it is not a vision of love. Let me just put it like that, Robbie. Do you understand the reference? Are you good?
And it was all that you've given to me.
All that you've given to me.
He doesn't know that. You're not about that life.
I don't know it at all.
You barely
cool
knew
yet.
Salt Shaker on 104.3 Jams that was playing during our meeting. You're not about that life.
You got to get with this Mariah Carey catalog, Robbie.
Oh, the catalog
PCA
is number one
here.
Hits.
What happens when we're like 60?
PCA's out here wearing the Mariah Carey shirt.
What happens when we're 60 and we're yelling to the kids about the Ying Yang Twins?
Well, you know what? Hopefully they had good parenting.
That they
They'll
don't
know.
Like go hard enough.
Hopefully they've had quality parenting and they know about the Ying Yang Twins.
I've thought about this.
I also do call Cap though on PCA that he knows all of Mariah Carey's discography.
What do you think his parents were listening to in the car?
Even if he didn't, I don't care because I don't gatekeep music. I'm not
the
music
police.
No,
I agree with that. But like,
So, oh, the name suit and seven of her songs.
So Shota Imanaga wore a U2 shirt, and he was asked about it, and he said, I don't know U2. And that's where I feel like that crosses the line.
PCA doesn't...
There is no line. It's just a shirt. It's just
no,
a shirt.
If you wear a band t-shirt and you don't know the band, that's a strike.
Then what happens? Who's given the strike?
He's judging.
Who's
Robbie Triano
is.
I just don't know why you would wear something you don't actively like care about or like follow or have something
it's
that means
fashion,
a lot
of people
bro.
Don't care about shirts and they still wear them.
But it's just like, oh, I like this artwork about this artist, but I know like I'm anti that.
You're not gatekeeper Russ Dorsey's sleeves. He yeah. doesn't care about sleeves and he still
yeah,
wears
Yeah, you don't
them.
Make him wear sleeves.
Speaking of that, Russ will be here in
Oh, you like shirts named four sleeves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Number four.
In honor of the Big Dumper, who won the Home Run Derby yesterday, what is the best and worst nickname in all of sports?
As a Second Amendment knowledgeable guy, I'm going to go with Andre Kirilenko. He wore the number 47. His nickname was AK-47, and he was an absolute defensive machine. Steals, blocks, whatever you want, you need it. Unless you're going up against the We Believe Warriors and then Baron Davis goes baseline and dunks on your head. But yeah, AK-47 is the best nickname.
I think two of the best come from the 85 Bears.
Okay.
When you consider the fridge and Steve Mongo McMichael.
So Mongo in the fridge.
Yeah, those are two. And I'm not just saying this because Chicago. I'm saying this because I truly believe that those are two of the best nicknames in sports.
Where does Mini Fridge rank on your list?
I'm telling you right now, I would run the same play. I would run the same play just to troll everybody and then just have it work. Because that would be the biggest flex of all, that the play is actually good. You just ran it at the wrong time.
Running God's play down there was pretty good.
If you see him without the wrist pads on, you know they're running the play because that's what the problem was. The wrist pads, he couldn't hold on to the ball because he had all the padding on. That's how you know. What about worst nicknames?
Worst nicknames, I mean, I think it's anyone that you try to force. Like I joked about like PCA Armstrong. I mean, PCA is good just because it's initials. I hate to say it, A-Rod is also a really good nickname because it ended up just kind of being his name.
What about the fact that Andy Roddick got upset about it?
Andy Roddick gets upset about a lot of things. If we start keeping track of all the things Andy Roddick gets upset about, he'd have a great talk show.
Maybe the worst is going to be a throwback. The Swiss Miss in tennis.
How about Oil Can?
All Camp Boyd is an awesome nickname.
Yeah, I actually also think that's a great name.
I have one to throw in there as well. He's now like a major talking head, but Booger McFarland, to call yourself Booger, it's like one of the grossest things that we produce in our body is boogers. Why is that his name?
That's a fair question. Yeah, what's hard is you can't think of the bad nicknames because you typically just don't use them. Yeah, that's the issue with a bad nickname. You choose not to say it.
Yeah, I think there are nicknames that I don't say and people try to force it. Yeah, don't anything you have to force is a bad nickname. You know what? The worst nickname is probably the Claymaker because he nicknamed himself Clay
T-Bone.
Harbor. Yeah, that you can't give yourself a nickname. It's got to be organic. Someone has to say, "Oh, that's my boy," and then they come up with a nickname.
Or anybody who has, they decide that they are royalty. You know, like they're the such and such king or the such and such queen. But like, unless it's, I still think Hit King though is Pete Rose. I'm sorry.
So we talk about the Big Dumper though. Are you leaning more good or bad nickname?
I'm with the Big Dumper. It makes sense.
As somebody who identifies, I don't know that that's what I would choose in my life, but if you want to embrace that for yourself and that's how you feel better.
Did you say as someone who identifies?
Yes.
What does that mean, Layla?
That's all I will care to say about that.
Five.
No, I mean, it's not that abrupt. I'm just saying that, like, if he's cool with it, great. I just draw the line at Pat McAfee doing the body parts like that on a broadcast.
It made for a good VO last night on the news because I was like, it's the Big Dumper. He was dumping them over the fence all night. Yeah. Very basic.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes as a sportscaster, you got to go with what's obvious.
It's very
macho.
Very macho of me. Just giving you the lowest common denominator.
Number five.
Last night in the Bulls Summer League game, rookie Noah Essanay got posterized by Pacers guard Johnny Furphy. Here was the reaction to the dunk on the ESPN broadcast.
Oh my goodness.
Furphy! Cocked it way back.
My goodness. That was in the top 10 out here, maybe all time.
Way down under. Wow. Incredible how he brought that ball back. Look at this. Look at him bring that back.
Do you think Noah Essanay getting put on a poster is that bad?
It was bad because you know what it is? It's not the fact that he got put on the poster. It was the poster itself and the face that he was making on the poster.
It went viral. It went viral.
Oh, it went beyond viral. I will say this. Why do we always overreact to a dunk in the moment? It was a nice dunk. Don't get me. But he said, maybe top 10 all time. It's not top 10 all the time. So I'm here to tell you.
It is what we do. We're like, that was the greatest dunk of the century. Are you sure we're 25 years in? And that might have not been the greatest dunk of the month. No, at that moment, that's the best thing you've ever seen in your life.
It wasn't old school like Michael Jordan on Ewing. It wasn't Pippen on Ewing. It wasn't Baron Davis on AK-47. Just to bring that full circle. It wasn't Kevin Johnson going baseline on Hakeem Olajuwon. There's a lot. It wasn't Sean Kemp on a lot of people.
It wasn't any of Blake Griffin's dunks.
Timothy Mozgov? Still. Yeah. No.
It's not even Goran Dragic. Did you not get the memo?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. I say, I don't think it was that bad because of that reason. Poor Noah Essanay. The fact that this is viral is also because, frankly, It was an entertaining still frame, but that doesn't mean, yes, that was his face at the time, but you're in the middle of trying to get out of the play.
Villain origin story. Noah Essanay is going to come back with a fury and people are going to pull up that meme and he's going to be an all NBA first team play. Okay, let me get it. He's going to be.
No.
He and Aaron Rodgers are going to the Super Bowl together and there's nothing any of us can do about it.
It's just the ceiling for the. I'm not saying they're going to get there.
Except for Caleb Williams, too. You said Caleb Williams is going to the Super Bowl, too.
There's a lot of people in the Super Bowl. It's 20 quarterbacks, and I don't know who they're throwing to.
Technically, they could meet in the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers and Caleb Williams. That's all I'm going to say to that.
Technically, that's a promo. Technically, they could meet in the Super Bowl.
Tanny, get that.
Watch this game tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.